Morning, everyone. God bless you. Well, we're gonna have a good day today. That's a pleasure to me to be, you know, here today again with a new live streaming. I have been thinking a lot about a lot of stuff. As we know, like we have a new president. We have it seems like a new situation. You know, the past few years, everything have been tough. Everything have been very hard for some people, especially for those who doesn't have a legal status in this country. But since right now, everything's getting good. Everything's getting like fine. Seems like everything's going under control. But thinking about these things, you know, when you came from like a something really bad, and you came through to something new, and then seems like a good, seems like okay, then you have protection. Everything was gonna happen. And thinking about it, I went to the Bible, on the Book of Romans. Chapter 10, verse 14, they said, like, how then should they call on him in whom they have no belief? And how should they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And this moment, this time, like, that's very, very common. You know, to listen like messages from preaching, listen to messages for like you go into Facebook, you get to YouTube, any platform like you are access to the Word of God. But everybody have different like definitions of the gospel. Is when you go to the gospel, there means like a good news. But what good news? What kind of good news? It's not like a good news of like, you know what? You want like a lot of money. You know what? You want this, you want that. That's not a gospel. The gospel is something more deeper. That's like a known, the word of God. Known of the commandments. Not everything like the Bible saying to us, talking to us about how we can change our life. That's the good news. The good news is like you got salvation, not by acts. You got salvation by grace. And the grace of God came to this earth. You know, you got access to God through Jesus Christ. And that's the gospel, the good news. And this book of Romans is talking about like how they should call on him in who they know how believe. And belief is something very deep. Everybody believe a lot of things. Everybody believe in something. Even those people who doesn't believe in God, doesn't have faith, they think like that creation was like for a bomb and everything was created for nothing. But even those theories doesn't have like a basis, strong basis. And like a lot of people believe in God. But something I always say is that like everybody can believe. The Bible like have a tough cooperation with saying like even the demons believe in Jesus and there's care of him. And belief is not enough. We believe in something. Everybody, every religion believes in something. We believe in a specific God, a specific religion. And the gospel is more than that. And it says something else, like, and who should they believe into him? They have not heard. And that's something, we came to this time, like I said in the beginning, like most of the people, they got access by the internet. They got access to the, and they preach. But in this moment, the gospel is contaminated. Why am I saying this? Because the good news of salvation is like we got access to the salvation through Jesus Christ. And we got like a lifestyle we need to live. Not because of the religion saying, not because like the pastor or the preacher is saying, that's because the Bible is saying that. And like in this moment, the gospel has been contaminated because most of the people, they're preaching about prosperity. Preaching about like everything, all the benefits you can get to be able when you are belong to the specific denomination, a specific movement. And like everybody heard about God. Everybody heard the word of God. But say something else. He said like, and how should they hear without a preacher? Preacher is not only the person who speak or teach the word of God. A preacher is somebody who have a relationship with God. A preacher is somebody who know the Bible, but he can like implement the Bible first to himself and after implement the Bible to the rest of the people. And that's the issue we have right now with the preachers in this time, because they know Bible, they know like a theology, they know a lot of things, but they don't apply the Bible to themselves first. Because when you are preaching, you gotta know like when you're preaching the gospel, you talk about the gospel, you gotta, you know, preach about it, but you gotta show with experience what you're preaching about. A lot of people preach about like about restoration, preach about like be strong, preach about like have faith in the bad moments, but they preach about it. But when they get into a moment when like they gotta straight out their life, they gotta put everything straight, they gotta get away from some feelings, some like things they have that are not good to God, then they became used preachers of the word of God. But preach the gospel that show the people the right thing, show the people the experience you have. The people's gonna see on you when you are like you're living the word of God. And this time, like sadly, most of people, they focus on the good sermon they can hear. You know, like saying about all the benefits you're gonna get to because you are son of God, you are belong to this religion. But most of the time, like they don't listen to some messages where they tell you to change your life, when they tell you to stray your life. Instead, you like go through to the Bible, you know, put the Bible in place in your life first, change yourself first, then the rest of around you, the people around you can be changed. But that's something insane, like trying to change the world, trying to change the people around us when we don't accept we need to change. And the gospel from long, long time ago was bringing faith, bringing hope, bringing like, you know, good news of salvation. But this time, the gospel is contaminated. Because the preachers, they preach to get benefits, not to let the people know about God, not to show people about God. We experience, you know, the testimony of some preachers. It's not like the way it's supposed to be according to the Bible. Not according to religion, not according to the churches, not according to denomination, according to the Bible. The Bible is specific and a lot of things the way the preachers need to be. But this time, like we are focused more on how many followers we have, how many people that are watching, they're listening to sermons. When like a lot of people, they're listening to sermons, then we feel like important. Then it's only one or two people, three people, a few people listening while you're preaching. And then they say, nah, I won't give my 100% on this. But doesn't matter how many people, how much people they follow you. The more important is like you are preaching the gospel of God, the good news. But you are living the Bible. You are living the Word of God. You put it in place in your life. You apply it to your life. And then something extraordinary will see with the rest of the people around you. So this is the message for today. That's a small reflection for today. And I hope you're going to have a good day. And I hope this reflection has been blessed to you. And don't forget, you can know Bible. You can know a lot of about theology. You can be the best preacher. You can really good words to preach about the Bible, to preach about the gospel. But that doesn't matter. You don't live the Bible. You don't apply the Bible to your life first. So God bless you, and see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. And have a wonderful day.